State Senator Jack Tate joining us here in studio. I want to take away from the step away from the legislative session here because there's one topic that has been getting a lot of attention, and that is these recalls. There are several members of the Colorado General Assembly that are undergoing or experiencing recalls. One of them is Tom Sullivan, the state representative for House District 37, previously held by Cole Wist, and before that, by you. Cole filled your slot when you were elevated to the state Senate. And so I'm curious, Representative Sullivan ran on a campaign that he was going to be moving forward with gun control measures. He was the lead sponsor of a red flag bill that arguably was a little worse than the 2018 version that Cole Wist had put forward as a Republican. Cole Wist had gotten a lot of heat for that from folks on the right. In fact, during the election cycle, he faced ads that were going out, mailers to people that were blasting him over this position on the gun issue that arguably weakened his position in his reelection bid in 2018, and ultimately Democrat Sullivan, whose son had died in the Aurora Theater shooting, was elected for that position. Well, now there's a recall effort being launched against him. What do you make of this?
Well, it's a complicated issue, Jimmy. I'm a little skeptical, but let's just go back to the House district. I won that district in 2014, and I served in the House 1 year, and I won that district by 16%. I then actually ran against Tom Sullivan, now Representative Sullivan, in the Senate election in 2016 and won that election by 6 or 7%. And then Representative Sullivan came back in 2018 and cleaned Representative Wist clock in that election. Now, Representative Sullivan is an extremely hard campaigner. He rings doorbell after doorbell after doorbell, meets people. I can't imagine that voters voted to a degree of not having met him. Knowing the number of folks he met, I imagine voters had some information, as you say, about some of his positions, if at a minimum, grateful that he came by the House to meet them. And that's a very important part of local politics. But regarding the recall, we had an election last year, and we're going to have another election next year. And so the recall makes me skeptical because a recall provision is about getting representatives or your elected representatives out of office due to serious issues of malfeasance, maybe criminal behavior, something that is really just outside the pale in terms of providing a function of being an elected representative. So if you think about why are there recalls, it is about getting people out of office when you need to. But at the same time, you have to have some discipline. You can't set up a situation where people who you elect, maybe under a trustee model more than a delegate model, to make tough decisions are constantly facing an every month recall based on having made tough decisions. If constituencies don't like the decisions politicians make in the fray, then that's what a normal election is for. So I have a degree of skepticism. If you think about Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, the Republican Senate there faced maybe 8 to 10 recall efforts from the Democrats and the unions trying to put them all out of office after Governor Walker had put forth their proposals. We had in Jefferson County, maybe it was 2 years ago, the school board was recalled in the middle of the election cycles by the teachers union. And now we have these recall efforts. And it's like there's something that's just too partisan, too much of a do-over with a different voting base than I'm comfortable with. So I'm thinking through this issue right now, Jimmy.
Sure, and I see that. And we're unfortunately in about a minute left, but I will say this, that the Galindo recall that was moving forward, and then she ended up resigning, this is up in Weld County, made some sense to me because Weld County depends upon oil and gas. She voted for Senate Bill 181. There was legitimate outrage there. If you're going to move forward with a recall, I can understand that, respect that, maybe even support that. But the Tom Sullivan thing clearly is based on the issue of his advocacy of the red flag bill and other gun control measures. That's the primary motivating factor, and it's not like he didn't run on that in his race in 2018. And I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to be successful.
Well, you're making an argument for consumer disclosure having occurred, Jimmy.
We got to leave it there. Great comment. Jack Tate, state senator for House or Senate District 27, representing the Centennial area. Great to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jimmy. Looking forward to being back here very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that is it for us today. We'll